We're going with this, guys. So this is really cool, though, especially if it's recorded, because I have a tendency to do this. I'm holding my hand on the mic, so it will sound real good on the website. Okay, I'll work on that. And I do have one announcement to make before we get started, and that is that most of you know, if you've been here a while, that I try to, in the last several years, I've gone to Myanmar in late February, early March, on a short-term mission trip. I've made 7 trips total. In the past, my parents were, and my family were the primary sponsors for me. But as you know, both my parents are gone now, and things have changed quite a bit financially for at least one of my sisters. So. Basically, at this point, I have less than $450. I'm going to need $3,500. So I basically got to raise all $3,000 in a couple of months. So if you feel led to support that, you can give through the church website or just write a check and give it to the church. The only thing I say, as always, is that has to be, if you give anything, and don't feel bad if you don't, but if you do, it has to be above and beyond what you would normally give to the church, because we cannot hurt the ministry of KCC to support mission trips, anybody's trips, including my own. So having said that, I would ask you to pray about it too, because obviously this is it's a concern for me. So thank you for your prayers. Now, in your bulletins, pull out your sermon outline if you haven't done that already. We just finished last week a month-long look at Simple Life, and if you've been reading your devotional, you finish that today if you're on time. And what we're going to do for the next 3 weeks is we're going to talk about Simple Church. I'm actually presenting this to you in the exact opposite order, which we, the staff and the leadership, looked at it. We looked at the concept of Simple Church first, and then I thought, well, why not take this down on the level where we live? And so we decided we'd introduce it to you first on the level where you live, how to change the way you live, and then to look at how that applies to KCC. And so for the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to do a series called Thank God for Christmas, which will take us up to the first of the year, and I'll tell you more about